4,000 because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Additional dealer bonus cash has been allocated by the factory to help West County Nissan sell down all Muranos, Xterras, Pathfinders, Armadas, Frontiers, and Titans this week only. Plus, prices have been marked down as low as they will go on all 2012 Altimas. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get dealer bonus cash this week only at West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Every year there's a segment on television. It's usually on shows like the Today Show where they name the ugliest dog in America. People send in, you see this dog?
Yes. I haven't seen this year.
It's that same breed every year that wins.
And it really is ugly.
Yes.
And the dog's name, I think, is ugly. Poor dog, didn't have a chance. Come here, ugly. And man, it was ugly. Sometimes things are so ugly they're almost cute, but not this one.
Like a fat Shar Pei or something with all the wrinkles.
Goodness. Well, whether your dog or cat is ugly or really cute or whatever, we have your pet's best friend right here, right now. And his name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Normally he's on the line, and for some reason he's not answering his phone. Doctor! It's your phone, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. My suggestion is maybe if we called him more than 5 seconds before he's supposed to be on the air, we'd have time to get him.
We don't call him. He usually calls us.
Well, when he doesn't call us that close, we should call him, like 3 minutes before. Is he not on?
No, he's not on.
Okay, good segment. Since we don't have Dr. Doug, we can take your phone calls, or we can talk about anything we want. 314-969-5877. Toll free, 888-550-5877. Nora Ephron, dead at 71, when Harry met Sally. Don't tell me. Sleepless in Seattle. And to me,
I don't think I've ever seen either of those.
Really?
Movies.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
You got to see When Harry Met Sally.
I mean, I've heard all the famous scenes, of course, but yeah, I don't think I've seen the whole thing all the way
through. What didn't really make sense to me, but I guess it was a success, was when you then cast the same two people that were in Sleepless in Seattle, which I think was Tom Hanks, and I always confuse
Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I confuse Meg Ryan with what's her name?
Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith. But you take the same two people and you put them in You've Got Mail. And
right.
I thought, but that doesn't, how can that work? The same two, different characters, but I guess it did. She had some flops, though. You know, everybody, like, in our case, this is our flop, the show right now. This is
right.
Our career flop. But she had some things that were just,
flop.
Yeah, they were.
A great, big, fat flop.
Here's one that she was responsible for a comedy with Steve Martin in 1994 called Mixed Nuts, a giant flop. And she was also responsible for one with Nicole Kidman, Bewitched. Remember when they tried to remake that?
Oh, that was horrible.
Will Ferrell, right?
And my point is that everybody, no matter how brilliant or how successful, they have hits and they have misses. I mean, that's just part of the process. But boy, she did so much that did work. And it is genetic. I mean, her parents were writers. She just, her lineage is, it's in her genes that she is a writer because her parents were very successful writers. I think I read that her siblings, hang on here, she was the eldest of four daughters, and all of the daughters ended up being writers. How about that?
Wow.
Ooh.
Her parents, Henry and Phoebe Ephron, were a writing team. They did scripts for films like the musical Carousel and the Tracy Hepburn comedy Desk Set and There's No Business Like Show Business. I mean, they were very, very successful. Nora Ephron wrote for Cosmopolitan magazine. She wrote for the New York Post. And then she got into the film business. She co-wrote Silkwood with, who did that? Who played Karen Silkwood? Was that, it was either
that
Sally
was
Field?
Meryl Streep, wasn't it?
No. Oh, maybe it was Meryl Streep. And just a, man, what a resume she's got. She ended up, she directed This Is My Life with Julie Kavner, which was not a huge success, about being a single mom. Yeah, Nora, I remember going to see Harry Met Sally, and I just thought, this is not like anything I've ever seen before. It was just the first really different sort of boy-girl relationship thing that addressed things nobody else addressed. Like when Billy Crystal says it's impossible for men and women to be friends because the sex thing gets in the way. It's true.
Yep.
It's absolutely true. And, when naive women who think that a guy is your good friend or your buddy and he's just a friend, boy, you really are naive.
Yes.
Unless you're really, really ugly. And I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. But it's the same for a guy. If a guy is really homely and ugly, chances are the neighbor lady or the woman at work that is nice and is your friend really is just your friend. But if you're even average looking and you're a woman and a guy spends a lot of time being your friend, he wants some.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, eventually it's going to get to that. And Billy Crystal and that script and Nora Ephron could not have been more dead on when they said that. Is Dr. Doug actually on the phone?
He's on.
Yep.
I hit his music again. This is so awkward and embarrassing. This is why we're number 20, I believe, in the St. Louis market, is this kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we already did the sponsor. We did the introduction. Now you can light up the phones, 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-5877. As soon as I get names on the screen, we'll take your calls. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, I'm so sorry.
What happened?
I was just working on a critter and missed the time.
Well, you own up to it. I admire that. I accept
so
your apology. What I don't like is people who make excuses and don't just tell the truth. You flat out forgot. You got busy and you forgot. And I blamed it on Dan, and I still do, because when he sees that you've forgotten, he probably about 3 or 4 minutes before should call and say, hey, we're getting close. What happened? So we always like to blame it on Dan, and we always will.
I'm ready.
You're going to get a lot of I would imagine, heat-related pet visits in the next couple of days?
Yes, it's a major concern. I mentioned it at the end of the last visit last Wednesday, and I'll reiterate this, that heat stroke is a serious, serious and common issue. And people don't understand, number one, you don't necessarily jog with your dog. They're not joggers. They are really kind of sprinters, although a lot of people say, well, I always jog with my dog. So if you're going to do that, then you want to be careful to watch, and you're going to do it dusk and dawn when it's cool out.
All right, and let me guess, two issues. One, the pace and the fact that the dog is not used to that rigorous running, and two, in this heat, their little paws are not prepared or tough enough for that blazing hot concrete.
No.
And worse than that, when they have to shed heat off of their body, we sweat, right?
Right.
They have some sweat pores between their digits, between their feet, but they don't sweat the way we do. That's why you see them with their mouth open and they're respiring and throwing heat off through their moisture in their mouth. So it doesn't take much for them with that deep coat and double coat in some species, some breeds, that you just don't want to push them. And they can go down so quickly, people just don't realize you're jogging along or moving along, and all of a sudden they just kind of drop or they stop and they start hyperventilating. There can be lots of different signs. And that is a true emergency, as we've said before, because they can have temperatures that spike way up over 104, 105, 106, and they start to get brain damage and kidney damage. You got to get them cooled down, hose down.
Would it make sense to, even before you take them out on a walk, just hose them down completely?
Well, that would certainly help. Most people won't do that, but that certainly is an interesting concept. It certainly would keep them cooler.
Right.
And or if it's a long-haired coat and you can justify trimming them down for the summer, you don't want to get them too short because they can get sunburned, believe it or not, but you want to get that extra feathering and kind of brush out that double coat. That'll help, too. Anything will help, but the big thing is just be cautious. If you see them acting at all strange, stop, get them cooled off, get them in the shade, and if they continue to act strange, start vomiting or acting like they can't stand, or you know you got to get them to your vet or to an emergency clinic right away.
Okay, we have people holding. Let's go to Pam. Pam, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Pam. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm familiar with your brother, the doctor, also.
Oh, my God.
I have a question about my dog. It's half lab and half... Oh, I can't remember what the other one is.
Maybe that's your question. What the other half? What's the other half of my dog?
The other half of your dog is...
It's the kind with the blue tongue.
Oh, okay. The chow. Kind of.
Yeah, there you go. Half chow, half golden retriever.
Okay.
Can I trim her down?
Yes.
Well, you already answered my question. I know not to get her sunburnt, but she's real aggressive when we go to comb out her fur.
That Terminator is an amazing tool because it cuts out that undercoat, and it was designed right here in St. Louis. So I would encourage you to get him trimmed down maybe to, an inch. 3/4 of an inch.
Dan, show everybody an inch. There you go.
There you go. And then if you get that Fermerator and just get them used to kind of gently cleaning that out and brushing them out, you'll find that that'll really help them out.
Okay, and what is it called again?
It's called the Fermerator. It's everywhere. Any pet shop, most vets carry it. You should get one. They're excellent.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
and everybody
well.
Else, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Pam. We move on to Larry. Larry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm going to keep this quick because this is my second call today. I want other people to get through.
Okay, Larry.
Listen, I have a pug and beagle mix. Yesterday he had stool 3 times, which once is phenomenal, but 3 times is just way too much for...
I'm jealous.
Oh my
goodness. As I'm getting older, it's tougher to get through the day like that. Go ahead.
His first 2 stools were normal. His third one was hard, white, and chalky.
Okay, it sounds to me like he's gotten a little bit dry. They call it, instead of constipated, a lot of times we'll call it obstipated. And inside the bowel down there, that pool, if he pooped that much, he probably had a very, very large collection of stool, and the first portions were softer, they got out, but that latter portion was further in. It got dried out in the colon, and it came out chalkier. So what you want to do is make sure that you add a little water to his food, or some people use a little oil, or one of these products you can get from your veterinarian to lubricate the bowel and make sure that he's passing well enough. Sometimes
What kind of oil do you
mineral
put in the dog?
You can use like a little vegetable oil.
Olive
you don't
oil,
want to use
maybe?
Any, or you can use from the veterinarian have these omega-3 oil supplements. So, either one of those might be helpful. But for a couple of days, just to make sure he's not still dealing with something like a little obstipation, that he gets all that poop out, you might get a little bit of a soft stool as a result. But try that, okay?
So Larry, oil is poop up, Larry.
Thank you very much. Aiming to PM.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Now, before we close this out, I have a quick question here.
Go ahead.
How come nobody ever walks a cat? Does a cat not need to exercise?
They just don't like to walk on it. I sort of tease for fat cats. I always tell people, boy, I'm sorry, you can't walk your cat or jog your cat.
My daughter wants to get a harness. We have a fat cat, and daughter wants to get a harness and try and walk the cat.
You can try. It's just that, they're not inclined to go pacing and walking. You know, they're much more calculated in their motion.
Okay, but why is that? Because no wonder so many cats are fat. Every other animal that I can think of, you exercise horses, they take them out and run them, the other animals graze or run in the pasture, dogs go for a walk, cats just kind of lie around and they don't get any exercise, do they?
Well, it's not their nature to do it that way. They're inclined to stalk short distances and explore, and they're up and down, they'll climb things, they're all around, so they get their exercise a different way, but dogs just kind of run and go.
We have 2 cats. One of them's heavy, and the other one is very muscular and thin. And she, when we get home, she like flies and runs through the house like crazy.
Yeah,
I guess because she's happy that we're home.
Yeah, she wants to interact and play. But it's not like a dog again, where you can go out in the yard and run circles. They just don't do that.
No, the other one just kind of goes hoop-a-doop-a-doo. I need some food.
Well, she's welcome to try a harness and see if she can get them to move around. I just don't think you're better off to get one of these toys that has like a feather on the end, almost like a little long whip kind of thing, and just tease them that way, and they'll jump up and around for hours trying to get that.
And no cats can swim, can they?
Oh,
I've seen some.
Yeah, they can swim.
Yeah.
Mine used to like to play in the water.
Most don't like water, but I've seen some that do. Yeah,
they can swim, definitely.
All right. Well, Doctor,
definitely.
It's been a pleasure. And
thank you. I'm sorry about the mix-up today.
Well, apology accepted. We'll do this again next week.
Okay.
Doctor Doug Pernikoff, everybody, best friend, and he is available at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And of course, guess where that is? Clarkson and Wilson. Wow, what a coincidence. That a building would be called something that's the name of those streets. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Is Rich? Rich is not on the phone for Dr. Doug, is he?
No, he's not.
Well, we can take his call then. We got a couple of minutes. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's the way I think everybody would be.
I was calling because I've been trying to get in all week. Tough to get a hold of sometimes. I think it was Monday you said in the USA Today paper was saying if you want a job, be a truck driver. Maybe
they said
$50,000 a year.
That's what they said. The average salary was $45,000 to $50,000, and that there's a huge shortage of truckers now.
Yeah, well, I never got to read the article, but I was wondering, did it ever go into the lifestyle and working conditions of an over-the-road truck driver?
No, it did not.
Yeah, because I think if people really knew, they would look at that $45,000 to $50,000, especially if they were thinking, oh, well, that's 8-to-5 job Monday through Friday.
No, I think, you know what, I think most people know that's not true, and I think it's a hard way to make a living. And the only thing I said was, if you're an over-the-road trucker and you've got a decent cab, maybe for a couple, 3-5 years, whatever, you could save a few bucks if you're not married and you're single and you can hit the road, because you can kind of live in your cab and your living expenses might not be that great, especially if you don't own the truck. But they didn't get into any of that. They just made it sound like, wow, here's a guy in the quoted out in, I think, California, said he had a trucking company. He said, I could hire 50 guys right now. So, no, they didn't go into any of that, but you're obviously a truck driver.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
There's a lot of people that have come into the industry here the last few years, especially with the way the economy went. They figured, they always need a truck driver. And they just walk into it cold and have absolutely no idea, and they're right back out.
No, they did address that. They said a lot of truck drivers, once they hit the road and they see what it's really like, that, I mean, honest to goodness, it was something like some incredible number every year that fall out, that drop out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's not uncommon for a company, for industry-wide, for the turnover to be over 100%.
Wow.
They used 90% at a particular trucking company. And I got to tell you something, Rich, when people, you know, unload on truckers, those truckers, I got to tell you something. I've never been one to join in on that, because to me, when you look at the number of big trucks on the road, the sheer volume of them and the hours that they're driving, I think it's pretty impressive the way they're able to avoid accidents, and that the accident rate is not much greater. And I think they do, for the most part, an incredible job of doing what they do for a living. Oh, and they're better drivers than 98% of the rest of us.
Especially the way I see people cut in front of them with no space.
You know, you see a truck driver signaling he wants to move over in the lane, and people move up deliberately so he can't do that.
Right.
Back off and let him in. He's got a big monster thing he's trying to get over so he can make a turn. Let him make it. As far as this breathing down your neck and looking in your mirror, these guys don't like to slow down because of your turtle pace. Get over, let them pass. I mean, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you don't want to even get me started about that accident rate, because the way it always looks like the truck ran over the car and everybody's
the trucker was out of control.
Yeah, it's almost always the trucker's fault if there's a car truck accident. Yeah. It has to be the truck's fault.
And statistics have shown in study after study, and you can pick a study, and it's anywhere from generally anywhere between 20% and 30% of the accidents are actually the fault of the truck driver. The rest of them are the fault or caused by some other factor. Either the guy in the car, weather, a mechanical failure, something other than the actions of the truck driver. But it's just so spectacular to put it right there on the front page of the paper or lead story in the news when you see a truck parked on top of 5 cars in rush hour traffic, and they never bother to say that it was caused because of something else. They just show the picture and say this many people were hurt, show a picture of a truck sitting on top of a bunch of cars or laid over in a curve or something, and let everybody draw their own opinion. And as a result, the industry over the years has really taken a black eye. Some of it is justified because of the past behavior in the industry, but you know, we have really cleaned ourselves up over the last 20-30 years, and the media just doesn't want to hear it and they don't want to portray it. But when you mentioned that article, I was just curious if they mentioned, even went into what the lifestyle was. 7 days a week, you miss holidays, you miss birthdays, anniversaries. For that matter, I think it was about a year ago, you read an email that you received from a dispatcher about a truck driver, about how his sister was involved in a car accident or something and was killed. He wasn't going to make it home from the funeral because he had a flat tire and the shipper screwed him around for a while and so on and so forth.
No, I think it's a horrible, horrible way to make a living, and I think you better be single and not have many family attachments if you're going to do it. But I'm always going to be a defender of the truckers, and I say that as a broad term of general. Yes, like everything else, there's a bad cop here and there, there's a bad trucker here and there. But for the most part, I admire truckers. I couldn't do it. I don't know how in the world they don't have more accidents than they have, considering the fact that people treat them in many ways the way they treat motorcyclists. They just go, yeah, you know, you're the bad guy just because you have a truck. And when you see those pictures, it's David and Goliath. It's here's the big old truck, so he must be the bad guy because he's big and the car was small, and they really do sort of paint that that picture, but not for me. So to all the truckers, you know, I salute you for what you do and the way you do it and the fact that you're even able to do it. I just don't see how they pull it off.
Well, that was all I wanted. I'll get off here, let somebody else get in, and it was my pleasure.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
Attended a truck rodeo several years ago. I've talked about this a couple times. It was a trucking school in the St. Louis area where they trained truckers, and then every year they had a truck rodeo, and these big rig tractor trailer guys would compete in things like backing between two poles.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I mean, they did stuff where they would do pylons and you couldn't knock them over. Now, you're talking about pulling a full trailer, and then they would have backup competitions, not just backing into a simulated alley, but backing. Think of doing the obstacle pylons backwards, okay, with that trailer. It was beyond belief what these guys could do. So, yeah, I'm impressed with what most truckers are able to do. All right, we have had a mortgage company on this show for over 20 years. Even I'm amazed by that. I know we're pretty good at what we do for our advertisers, and the advertisers who are smart enough to be with us and stay with us, I think get a tremendous return on their investment. It's more expensive radio than you can buy somewhere else. But the people like American Equity Mortgage, they're not stupid. The Johnny Londoffs of the world are not stupid. American Equity Mortgage is the single longest running advertiser we have on this show. 20 years and counting, headed for 21. And boy, do we appreciate that loyalty. And we appreciate when you tell them your AM and the PM. Now, here's why you may want to call American Equity Mortgage. Years and years ago, when they started this perfect or less than perfect credit, I think it was a very smart thing to do, because the fact of the matter is that most people do not have perfect credit. Sometime in your life, you're going to hit a bump in the road and you're going to miss a few payments, and that goes in your credit history. Doesn't make you a horrible person. Doesn't make you irresponsible. It just means you had a little bump. And you're out of work for a few months or whatever. So perfect or less than perfect, they've been able to get thousands and thousands of people mortgages and loans on the equity that they have in their houses. And they love to do that for you. They work fast, but they're thorough. And you can reach them a couple of ways. You can go to AmericanEquity.com, or you can call them at the number everybody knows, 314-878-9999. The one that all the others want to be and want to sound like, but there is only one, American Equity Mortgage.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How do things look out there, Tim? Tina, they've cleared the accident northbound 55 at Park. All lanes are now open, but that right lane remains backed up onto 44, and eastbound 44, the right lane slows approaching Jefferson. They're still working with the accident, though, on eastbound 5570. You know, you've got the two ramp lanes. You've got the right ramp lane, and it's blocking the left lane of that right ramp side just after you pass Route 3, and that has traffic backed up all the way over the Poplar Street Bridge, and then eastbound 4064, that's jamming up Jefferson to the Poplar. We're looking at southbound 270 now, and it is stop and go approaching Olive. It goes all the way down through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that's heavier than it has been in a while. It's stop and go from the Boyle Overpass through McCausland. You're heavy again from Ballas out through Mesa. It looks like we've got some slow pockets all the way out to the Blue Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Jersey Mike's 99% fat-free turkey breast is sliced fresh in front of you, and that's for a taste that can't be beat. Try it on wheat bread for a tasty, healthy meal. Jersey Mike's Subs, always fresh sliced, always fresh grilled. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission: to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
What do a metal buoy, charcoal, and a tripod have in common? Those are the three things that inspired George Stephen to invent the first Weber kettle in 1952. Weber continued the tradition in 1985 when they patented the Flavorizer Bar for gas grilling perfection. Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here to tell you that whether you prefer charcoal or the convenience of gas grilling, Weber makes a grill to fit your needs. So if you're going to treat yourself to a new grill this year, make it a Weber. A new Weber grill also makes a great gift for Dad. Oh, and Mom, too.
Thank you.
Stop by Schnars, buy a Weber grill, and we can even assemble and deliver it right to that special someone's front door. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the St. Louis Metro, or visit HoffmanBROS.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or JohnBealRoofing.com.
The KTRS Restaurant of the Week is Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, with locations in St. Charles and Ellisville. They're open 24 hours a day and serve a full menu all day. Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Take your vacation days and make the most of them. Book your perfect trip now at Orbitz. Take vacation back.
I keep on falling in, and I love
good song. I think this is Wayne Newton.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel good.
No, this song's too deep for Wayne Newton song.
Loving you, darling.
We can take your calls. We have some time to chat here. 314-969-5877. That's KTRS. Or toll free 888-550-5877. Let's talk about gambling for a minute. I'm a gambler. And I wish I weren't. And Monday night, the show ended, and by 7 o'clock, I was in a casino and left the casino at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Yesterday after the show, I was in the casino at 7 o'clock and left the casino at 3:30 this morning.
Oh.
That's 9.5 and then 8.5 hours straight. And anybody who's listening who loves the casino, and I don't, you know what I'm talking about. I can't explain it. I absolutely, thoroughly enjoy sitting at a video poker machine. I don't sit at the table with people because I don't want to inhale their smoke, and I don't want to hear them coughing up a lung, and I don't want to talk, I don't want to talk to them, and I don't want to hear their BS and their stories, and I don't want them asking me, so how often do you come here? What do you? I don't want to engage in any chit chat. I want to get a machine and lock onto it. And the best way I can, my wife absolutely has no interest in casinos or gambling. And good. Good for her. Yeah. I wish I didn't either, hard to explain.
Do you stay at one machine or do you move around?
Generally stay at the same machine.
You just sit at one the whole
time. Or move to the identical machine, the same game, video poker. And the best way I can describe it is this. I'm a lazy, physically lazy person, but mentally I cannot ever shut my mind off. I wish I could. I can't get into it. I'm going to read a book. But when I'm doing that, that is the only time I don't think about anything else. I don't think about work. I don't think how we need some new advertisers. The show is literally, for the first time ever, looking and staring at the possibility that, you know, without advertising revenue, where are we headed here? We've never had to worry about that before. I don't worry about the kids. I don't worry about bills. I don't, my dad, I'm lost. I'm in the zone. I don't know what time it is. My wife has called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. She woke up, I'm not in bed, and she knows where I am, and she says, "Do you have any idea what time it is?" And I go, "Hang on." I look at my watch, gosh, 2 o'clock. It could have been 11 o'clock. I don't know. It's so hard to explain. I can do 9, 10 hours, and it feels like 2 hours. And unless somebody else, you know, is the same way, nobody will ever understand what a great escape it is. Now, it can be an expensive escape. And the problem with gambling, if you don't know how to control it, is there are two times when you don't quit. You don't quit when you're losing because you think, okay, now it's going to turn around. And you don't quit when you're winning because you think, oh, man, I'm on a streak. I got to keep playing.
So you never quit.
You don't quit. And you end up giving it back even if you're having a really, really good run. And the last couple nights, I've had a really, really couple of good runs. Well, you know what that does? That just makes you...
You can't wait
to go back. Yep. And the streak may not be over. And then, let's just take a number. Let's say you've won... Let's say you won $500, all right? And you're up $500. Now, in your mind, it's their money. So, I've got $500 of their money to play with. Now, when you lose it, then all of a sudden it was your money. I just lost $500. You forget that, oh, a while ago it was their money. Now you want it back. So then you go and you play some more. Now you're down $300 of your own money. And it's this endless cycle of, and it's a mind game. You're playing with their money. You're playing with your money. You're up. You're down. You're going to get even. You walk out sometimes thinking, okay, that's it. I'm done for a long time. I'm not going back. And that's because you did well, or because you're so mad at yourself because you lost that you go, okay, that I'm done. And then 3 days later, you can't wait to get back in again. It's unbelievable. I don't know when it happened to me. I don't know when I really started enjoying it so much because I dabbled at it, piddled away. You know, when you used to have to go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City before there were casinos everywhere, I remember enjoying it then, but I remember being sick and having a stomachache when I lost money going, what have I done? What I could have done with that money? We'll take a couple of calls. Skip is on the phone. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Frank and the gang. I hope you're all having a good day.
We're having a great day, Skip.
That's good. Hey, listen, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you were talking about trailering votes, and it brought some memories back, and I'd just like to share two things with you quickly. I had the first boat I bought was like a 16-footer, and I had a Mack or GMC truck with 5-speed standard transmission, and I had to go to Randolph County Conservation Area. It's a straight, steep thing down there.
Oh,
scared
boy.
To death. I kept turning, and it would, you know, cut off like a V, and then I'd start it again. And there was a couple guys watching me, a couple good old boys with coffee. By the time I got that boat finally into the water, there was 10 good old boys just having a great time watching. Say, look at that dummy.
Which, by the way, made it even harder for you, because once you know that
pressure.
People are watching you,
oh yeah,
it's even harder to do.
And when you got a 5-speed stick, you're clutching, poop. So
that's hard. That's even harder.
Anyway, that was one.
Anyway.
Darn it. The other one that I think was great justice, we used to go to Carlisle with these people on Sundays, and we'd go out and speed the jet ski and do everything else around there. In the evening time, everybody comes into the dock, and it always amazed me how they all kind of just line up like a honor system, and then they go, and the guy gets off, goes, gets his truck, brings it down, and so forth. But we're sitting there until late, and here comes this boat speeding through with two big old rednecks in that thing that obviously had too much... man sodas for the day.
Yeah.
Jumped right in front of everybody. Guy jumped out, got on the dock while the other guy backed the boat up, went and got his truck. And you could see he was wobbling, so he wasn't good. And everybody was just booing these people. Well, he just pulls down real smart as the guy pulls up. And off they go with this boat with this huge motor. He forgot to lift the motor up.
Oh,
and
boy.
It started sparking.
And
it's the first time I ever saw a standing ovation on the lake.
Beautiful. Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, when you pull a boat with an outboard motor out of the water, you got to tilt the engine up, or it's going to rake the ground.
Well, he did, so I just thought I'd share those with you.
It's a good story, Skip. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, this is Dirty Jim calling again, but I wanted to make a comment about the gambling.
All right.
Well, first of all, I don't know if it was just me, but I used to get a kick out of the machines when they still used the coins.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't, because your hands got dirty. You had to hold those buckets around, and it was fun and sounded good, but the tickets are better.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you, if you ever played the penny machine?
No.
Well, I hardly ever did either, and I was down to my last 15, 20 bucks a couple weeks ago. I thought, I'll just play this double diamond machine, you know, a dollar machine.
Yeah, I know the machine.
Anyway, this woman...
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. This woman was started to play this penny machine. Well, they don't play pennies. You know, it's 50 cents, a dollar, dollar and a half, $3.
Yeah, the penny thing is a joke.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, she's on it for... I was going to play that machine, and I thought, I'll just play this double diamond one. She hits the jackpot. She thinks she won $2,795. She won $27,925.
Beautiful.
I was ready to cut my throat, and I just walked out.
That's what keeps you going back.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Real quickly, Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hi, I called last week when you were on vacation, and
I wasn't on vacation. I was on assignment.
Except Wednesday.
Sorry. No. Okay. Well, I spent the weekend with a girlfriend at one of the local casinos. And I am not a gambler at all, and I followed her around, and I like to watch people and stuff, and we saw a couple shows, and one of them was WMS, who makes machines, and they took you through how the machine works, and nobody believed them. I mean, they told them mathematically how it works. They had mathematicians there. Nobody believed it. And my girlfriend likes to gamble like you. She'll stay there all night. And I respect it if people can control it. To me, sitting there and observing for two whole days, I saw it as kind of like, I was telling my sister, it's like a crack house, except they don't make crack.
Right. No, it is.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, there is nothing about it that appeals to me personally. Because everybody I saw, I mean, I'm an accountant, and I watched the numbers, and I felt like seeing these people. What are you doing? Because you're not winning.
The idea that you might, and you can, and sometimes you do, is what keeps you.
I'd love to see their books. I would love to see how much money they take in and how much they actually pay out. And based on what WMS, which is only one of the makers, manufacturers of slot machines, but based on what they said, I told my girlfriend, I said, if you listen to them, the best strategy is to stay at the same machine, because they are programmed to pay out so much over a certain period of time. And I said, when you switch machines, you're taking an additional chance that you're coming into that machine on, like, the downside, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, that your statistically chances might be a little better staying, not to say that you'll stay that long or spend that much money with that machine, but that you will have a better chance statistically with winning with staying with the same machine. Now, I know nobody believes
Paula,
that.
Paula, we got to run. And I don't buy any of that, by the way. I think you're hot or you're not, and you could just as easily be moving over to change machines when it's going to be hot and pay off. It could be just as easy to go that way. Yeah,
yep.
It's gambling.
Okay.
It's gambling. Thank you, Paula.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, can you check and see if Bill will be able to go after the Playhouse? If we could do that, we could take... Or can we make it? Will we make it? You know what? I'll push some business back to later. We break. We come back. Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Take it away, Tim.
It took me by surprise there. Hey, about eastbound 270 now. You're jamming up right at McDonald's through New Florist at southbound 270. That's stop and go now, midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We checked out in the Chesterfield Valley and westbound 64. That is slowing from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 will find your stop and go traffic there between 370 and T.R. Hughes, and they're still working with the accident on eastbound 55, 70, 64 on the Illinois side, east of the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's half traffic back up all the way on 64 back to Jefferson. And this report's brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good
afternoon, Bill.
Well, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is said to be up and about after his mild heart attack. Doctors say Trebek's vital signs all appear to be smug, so that's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital last week after a heart attack. Once he got in the ER, apparently he told the nurses he'd take Lipitor for 400. And President Obama just played his 100th round of golf since being elected.
Wow.
Not to be outdone, Vice President Joe Biden just finished reading all 100 Berenstain Bears books.
Oh,
quite an accomplishment. And finally, well, Tropical Storm Debbie is threatening Florida and moving at a speed of 6 miles an hour, which is kind of scary because most people in Florida are only capable of driving 5 miles an hour.
Oh, man, bashing old people.
Good luck, everybody. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See ya.
The interesting thing about the President Obama playing 100 rounds of golf is you can't comment on it. You can't say, well, he deserves to. It's a stressful job. And you can't say, well, that's ridiculous. Either way, you're going to get hate mail. So, hey, no comment on 100 rounds of golf. We have a terrific old joke for you, so don't go away. Playhouse coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. People are already gathering outside the Supreme Court, hoping to get a front-row seat to tomorrow's history-making decision on health care reform. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. A small